This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We got Dave Raboy coming up about a half hour from now to talk about some political things. He's a cynic like me. How's he feeling about everything? All that. Retailers, what are they saying right now? There's lots to feel good about right now. We'll do a bunch of voicemails, emails. I'm going to finish up on this Biden talk because Biden gave a speech today. And this was part of it. It's a direct quote. A country chooses one or the other. We accept the choice the country made. I've said it many times. You can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree. Something I hope we can do, no matter who you voted for, you see each other not as adversaries, but as fellow Americans. These words are completely hollow from somebody who said, his patience with me was wearing thin. For 4 years, when you had power, when you had the bully pulpit of the presidency, you called me a threat to democracy, a white supremacist. You threatened me. Joe Biden tried to have me. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Joe Biden tried to have me fired. You realize that? Joe Biden, the Biden administration, remember they tried to ram through that completely insane, tyrannical, unconstitutional rule that employers had to fire employees who didn't get vaccinated. Joe Biden called me. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people to undermine democracy itself. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans quote a clear and present danger to our democracy.
Clear and present danger. Nazi, my patience with you is wearing thin. And now that your party got wiped out and you're walking away from the White House, now we're neighbors again? No, sir. That is not how that works at all. When you had the power, when you had the bully pulpit, you did everything you could do to ramp up your rabid animal base to hate me, assault me, kill me if they possibly could. And so, no, we are not going to sing Kumbaya. We are not neighbors. We are not going to unite. We are enemies. If you would like to come before me and ask for my forgiveness, then I will grant it. I absolutely will grant it. But don't you think for a second you're going to do all that and then lose an election and say, hey, let's let bygones be bygones. No, absolutely not. We are enemies now. Enemies now. All right, enough of that. Remember in October? Remember when I said
if Trump is in office for 250,
I'm referring to the 250th anniversary of the United States of America. By the way, that's 2026.
If Trump is in office for 250, you know it's going to be over the top. It might be in Yankee Stadium. I don't know where it's going to be, but it's going to be over the top and wild and awesome in a way that only Trump will. And Trump will probably do something to troll the left. He'll probably bring in tanks or something. Who knows? Something. But it's going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Remember when I said that? Trump puts out a video today. I kid you not. A video today. Now, remember, it's a year and a half away. This isn't until 2026. Today, Trump says this.
250 years of American independence. What a great country. And we have to keep it that way. But that's why, as a nation, we should be preparing for a most spectacular birthday party. We want to make it the best of all time. On day one, I will convene a White House task force called Salute to America 250. It will be responsible for coordinating with state and local governments to ensure not just one day of celebration, but an entire year of festivities across the nation, starting on Memorial Day 2025 and continuing through July 4th, 2026. Second, I will work with all 50 governors, Republican and Democrat alike, to create the Great American State Fair, a unique one-year exhibition featuring pavilions from all 50 states. It'll be something. Third, alongside the Great American State Fair, we will host major sporting contests for high school athletes. These are great athletes, wonderful athletes from fantastic high schools all around the country. Fourth, I will sign an executive order to bring back our National Garden of American Heroes, which we want to build very badly.
I love it. He honestly, I told you, you heard what I said. What did I say? It'll be in Yankee Stadium. Of course, Trump would view that as being tiny and not near good enough. It's going to be a year long. Gosh, that's going to be so freaking cool. Not quite a year long, obviously, but Memorial Day to July, that's quite a ways. Oh, gosh, that's going to be fun. Back to your voicemail, shall we?
Jesse. Sergeant Greasy here, retired law enforcement. Very happy about the election. Now the work begins. But I have a different question for you today, unrelated to the election. My 26-year-old daughter, who lives on her own, has a great job, is bringing her boyfriend to our house next weekend to introduce him to us. This will be the first boy, quote-unquote, she's brought over to meet the parents ever. And I want to know, what are the better chores to make this guy do to earn his rightful place at our dinner table? I'm thinking maybe Christmas lights and, you know, mowing the lawn, of course. Hold my tools while I change the oil in my truck. What are your thoughts on this topic?
Now, here's what you do. And it's simple and anyone can do it. Here's what you do. You know when she's bringing him over because she's going to give you a heads up. She's going to let you know. So what you do is this. You go out to the driveway or where you make sure your car is parked outside, driveway, street, wherever you live. You make sure your car is parked outside. You
jack your car up, and take one of the tires off of it. And then just leave it right there so it's off of it. And make sure you're out there when he pulls up. It'll tell you everything you need to know. One, it's going to tell you, this is most important. Honestly, it's really the most important thing. Is he willing, is he conscientious enough to pull up and say, hey, can I give you a hand? Hey, let me help you out there. Even if he's, you know, maybe he didn't have that a father that could have directed him the way maybe yours or mine would have. My dad taught me how to change a tire when I was like 15 years old. If not, no, actually, I was younger than that because he used to make me change his. I was taught how to change a tire. So maybe his dad didn't do that for him. Okay, you can't kill him for that. But does he get out and look at you changing that tire and say, hey, let me give you a hand? Or does he get out and just stroll right past you? Tells you everything you need to know. And look, if he does dig in and try to give you a hand, it doesn't hurt to make sure your future son-in-law potentially knows how to change a tire. I told you about that story happened to a buddy of mine in the Marines. He was on his way back from Las Vegas with his girlfriend, and he loved her so much, and he got flat. And I wasn't with him, right, because I knew how to change a tire. But he got a flat, and he wasn't some goober. I don't know. But he didn't know how to change a tire, and he had to call AAA. And they were in between Las Vegas and 29 Palms, and it's really, really remote. I mean, it's serial killer part of the world over there. And they had to wait for something, an hour or something, for AAA to come out and change a tire for him. She left him a few weeks later. We never knew. Look, we always told him that we were not nice about it. We always told him that was why. And I believe that was why. Who knows? I mean, maybe she found somebody else, but Chris is nodding his head. That was totally why, wasn't it? Well, we'll always believe it was why. You stranded your woman on the side of the road for an hour because you can't change a tire? Dude, no, no, no. Fathers, teach your sons how to change a tire. Any idiot can do it. Chris can do it. Anybody can change a tire. What, Chris? Put that finger away. That's not very nice. You know what is nice? Fred, my mom is visiting right now. It's so completely embarrassing. Remember I told you I had to go get her from the airport when I got off the show last night? I go pick my mom up. She walks in the house, and he just bum rushes her. She barely says hi to everyone else because she's tired. She said, Fred's coming with me. And those two just disappear. That's what that fluffy moron does to people. So we love him, and we're glad that he doesn't have digestive problems after he eats like he used to do every meal, because we sprinkle Rough Greens on his food now. Your dog food is brown because it's dead. Rough Greens is green because it's alive. Created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, all natural nutritional supplement. Your dog needs those nutrients. It's not a convenience thing. Your dog has to have it. Or your dog's going to have health problems and die too early. Go get a free Jumpstart trial bag. They have it for cats too, so the cats aren't left out. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Dave Raboy is going to come spike the football here in about 10 minutes from now. I forgot to play this earlier. Corinne Diversity hire blamed Kamala Harris losing on COVID-19. I'm not even kidding.
What we saw two nights ago was certainly very much in line to what we've seen in other G7 countries, in incumbencies, the role, the toll that the pandemic took, even though we were able to lead in the world when it comes to the economy. We saw what happened in other G7 countries. And so that is what we believe. Look, there's going to be a lot of punditry, a lot of election experts who are going to have their opinions, who are going to have their thoughts. But the president is very, very proud. Very proud of what he's been able to accomplish.
Yeah, COVID's fault. Sure it was. Jesse, I'm raising anti-communist daughters thanks to you. I was talking to my oldest last night about the election and how so many kids at her school are afraid of getting thrown into camps and such by Trump. I now have the tools and wisdom to talk her through this nonsense. It always seems to come back to no love of country. Everything. You could see the connections happening in her mind. It's all about power and not love of country. You're helping with the next generation of anti-communists. I hope so. Dr. Knee Sleeves. I have one knee sleeve, okay? It's one. What, Chris? I thought I ordered... I don't know. To be honest, I thought I ordered a pair, and then I pulled it out because I was lifting, and it was just one. So then I had to choose which knee I wanted to protect, and now I'm so embarrassed because everyone's been so mean about the whole thing that I don't want to order another one. I might, though. Look, I have GovX. I have a discount waiting for me there. I got my knee sleeve at GovX. I got my newest flashlight at GovX. The next set of Oakleys, when I feel like dropping the money, I'm going to get at GovX. GovX has huge discounts. GovX is the discount site for people who have served. Current former military and their families. Current former law enforcement and their families. Current former teachers and their families. You get a free membership. It's free. You get, I've seen 40, 50% off. I guess 50% is rare, but 20, 30, 40% off. You just go, look what I'm talking. You want a new Yeti cooler? It's more than, it's concert tickets. You want to go tickets to the game. You want to go on a cruise. You can't imagine. Just before you even get a free membership, go to govx.com and see what I'm talking about. It's like freaking Christmas time. Oh, and Christmas time is coming. Get a free membership. And use the promo code Jesse. You get $15 off your first order. GovX.com, promo code Jesse. Anyway, Dr. Knee Sleeves, I've been sending all those hysterical videos of liberal women freaking out to my youngest son, who's 17 and just entering the dating pool. I title each one, "This is Why You Don't Marry Democrats." Not only is he laughing as much as I am, but the message has definitely been received. I am having the time of my life. His name is Chris. My son has been sending them to me, and I've been sending them back to him. You have to drive the point home. You want a life of misery? Date a Democrat and marry one. I get emails all the time from them, from dudes who've traveled down that road. And I'm not judging you. I've had terrible taste in women myself in the past, so I'm not judging you at all. But, man, you want to sign yourself up for a life of misery, fellas? Go ahead and date a Democrat woman. Friggin' awful. Awful. And ladies, you date a Democrat man, good luck to you. I want to thank you for your efforts in the movement to save our country. I listen to many conservative podcasts, but they seem to take a bird's eye view of the problem. You, like a grizzled old drill sergeant, have shown us how to take on the dirty commies toe-to-toe on their own turf. I know the fight isn't over, but even after this huge blow, but we're pushing them into a corner of the ring because of you. Don't be modest. Let the bar eat. It's not because of me. It's because of people like this.
Hey, Jesse, I listen to your show all the time. I just want to say a few things real quick. I did what you told us. We got three school board members off out of the four we tried to get off. And the other two that were still on there were ones that are good ones that told us they needed help.
It's not me. I didn't do a thing. You did it. Take pride in what you have done. You did it. We got this one, too.
Not for nothing, Jesse. I'm listening in delay. Jimmy Buffett's been dead for like a year and a half or 2 years. You should have known that. Chris obviously has more money because the price of weed went down.
One, that's hilarious. Two, I got to be honest with you about the Jimmy Buffett thing. Remember, I think it was last week or a few nights ago. I don't remember what it was. Look, it's election season. Everything's blurring together. I'm on about an hour of sleep a night, just like you are at this point. But I said that I really wanted to go to a Jimmy Buffett concert. I knew that Jimmy had passed away when I said it. It was one of those things you say just to get a reaction for people. Remember, I'm a bad person. And so getting a rise out of people is something that gives me joy. I don't know why I'm like this. I've been like this since I was a child. Remember, we just had my dad's funeral and all my cousins came out, and all my cousins are older than me. and they used to beat the crap out of me when I was a kid, and I deserved it every single time. And they were joking about it, how I used to just talk mess to them. They were older than me and bigger than me and tougher than me, and I would just talk mess to them, and they'd hold me under the faucet and slap me and spray with the hose, and I'd still be sitting there talking mess to them. I don't know why I'm like this. I am very good at aggravating people, and it's a terrible, terrible skill to have, except it's really come in handy taking on communists because they hate me so much, and it's so much fun bothering evil people. But I will take this, I'll take this skill, and occasionally I will do something just to bother people I like you. And so on the radio, if you can say it deadpan and say something like, hey, I need to go to a Jimmy Buffett concert, you will show up the next day and there will be 100 emails saying, Jimmy Buffett's dead. What are you talking about, you moron? And Chris, it wasn't that many. You're fine. Remember, all your emails go to Chris. So he's the one that has to deal with all these things. Thanks for printing all those out for me, Chris. I had a good laugh at your expense. I just want you to know that. Don't forget tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, I should note. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com or a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Let's get to Dave Raboy in just a moment, and then we'll get to headlines I didn't get to, and we'll check out of here. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and music that bad can only mean one thing. It means my friend, fellow at the Claremont Institute, Dave Raboy, made the mistake I don't think he's ever made before. He declined to choose his own music, so he gets the worst song we could find in short notice. Dave, how could you be so foolish, Dave?
I don't know. I was under pressure. I completely forgot that I need to come up with some music, and I just said, I rolled the dice, and that will be the last time I rolled that kind of dice. Believe me.
Well, congratulations on, was it Beyonce or somebody, Chris? Is that, Chris doesn't even know who. Rihanna. Oh, yeah, I don't know who that young lady is, but anyway, good luck to her.
Either.
All right, Dave, I am feeling, I don't even know how to describe it, hopeful. That's not like me. It goes way beyond the presidential election. I'm looking at state after state, county after county, and what it looks like is a complete repudiation of these piece of trash communists. Is that what you're seeing?
That is what I'm seeing too, and it's freaking me out. I know that we're both doomers. Mm-hmm. By inclination and you know, frankly, by perception. But it's really good news. I'll tell you, I didn't expect this. I was on live streams election night, and everyone else was happy. And I said, no, not yet, because I remembered, 8 years ago going through this, or four, I'm sorry, 4 years ago going through this and going to bed thinking that we had it in the bag. Only for it to be yanked away. So I waited until the very last moment to pop the champagne. And when it happened, I almost didn't believe it. But now that we get some distance from it, I mean, I agree with you. It makes sense. It does look like a repudiation of the communists.
Dave, I've been arguing it for a few days now that they have Democrats have so siloed themselves in, elite cities, in the coasts. If you look at the map, it's so obvious when you look at a map. They've become the coastal elite party, and now they don't know how to speak the language of normal people anymore. So you have people like Rachel Maddow going on TV talking about the last multiracial, pluralistic democracy, and then they turn around and wonder, how did we lose married women? How did we lose Latino men? How are we losing black men? Normal people don't talk like this.
Right. And normal people are turned off by it because they find it weird and cultish. Because guess what? It is weird and cultish. And it's cultish and weird because it is an obsessive ideology. It's absolutely a cult ideology that operates by its own internal logic. And that's why, I mean, here's even better news than the election. The better news is these guys will not learn their lesson. People are saying, oh, well, there's going to be a Clinton realignment where they're going to, they're going to tweak a couple things here and there. I don't think so. I think they're way too far gone. And the logic of the left demands that they keep marching forward. They call it a movement, and a movement keeps marching forward. The march of progress, that's one of the reasons why their brains broke down in 2016 when Trump won, because they thought that, after Obama, we go from the march of progress on and on and on, and nothing will stop us. So I don't know how they deal with this internally, like according to the logic of their belief system, because it is a belief system. I mean, when we think about the left, we really have to think about them the way we think about jihadi groups, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. And we have to recognize that they're not like us. They believe different things than we do. For example, when the Arabs lost the Six-Day War, they went completely crazy. And they went completely crazy because they were like, wait a minute, the Jews are supposed to be our dogs. We're supposed to beat them. That's not how this works. That means we must have fallen out of favor with Allah. You know, there was no other conclusion that was possible. Hey, maybe we suck. There was no other conclusion that was possible other than like, okay, now we need to get, you know, super religious. We need to kind of double down on what we were doing. And I think the left is exactly the same.
Here's an example. I played it in the first hour. I'm going to play it again for Dave. I know he's already heard it or seen it, but here's a bright shining example. This exchange today on The View where that Alyssa Farah chick was actually trying to explain the border, and Sonny Huston beside her it doesn't matter how much you show it to her, she can't see.
And finally, we talk a lot about these different demographics and these assumptions of where they're going to go. Latinos in Texas, a district that's 97% Latino, went 75 percentage points for Donald Trump. Why?
It's on the border. The border crisis is on their doorstep. I made the point, Dave, that if you take that away from it's misogyny, it's sexism, it's that oppressed thing. It's such a foundation of who they are that it can't be removed. I think you're right.
There will be no reappraisal and no course correction after this. And the other bit of evidence that we have is that this particular radicalization that we've seen in the Democrat Party really started in after 2004. So John Kerry lost in 2004, and George Soros and a bunch of far left donors, wealthy billionaires who fund a lot of the Democratic Party, they got together and they said, "Wait a minute, this is way too centrist for us, and we're going to spend billions of dollars to create, an entire industry and a whole infrastructure meant to push the Democratic Party to the left." And it would be think tanks, and then they opened more magazines, and they had this, and they had that, and they had the Truman National Security Project, and all kinds of other things to move the left, move the Democratic Party further and further to the left. And so the far left donors brought the Democratic Party to this precipice, and they're sure as hell not going to wake up in the morning and say, "Hey, we made a big mistake." So they're going to deal with it by doubling down. So there's, even if occasionally you'll see some people Alyssa Farah is a quote unquote, Republican.
Yeah.
Because she worked for Mike Pence and hates Donald Trump. But outside of like the Beltway and, five or six people in the Liz Cheney fan club, there's no constituency there. So and certainly she doesn't have any sway over the Democratic Party and their strategy. So like it's going to be really interesting seeing them completely unable to deal with this moment. And, I couldn't be happier. I could not be happier.
Plus, we have the advantage, if I may, of George Soros. As much as I despise that human being, he is ancient now. His eye bags have officially reached his knees, and his son, Alex Soros, has taken over, and he is, quite frankly, a complete idiot. He can't even complete sentences. He's not this Machiavellian supervillain like his father was. He's a moron with a lot of money, so a lot of that power base goes away, right?
Well, he's still got a lot of money, and he's dating Huma Abedin, I heard.
What a shock.
So, yeah. Or maybe he's engaged. Maybe they're engaged already. So, I guess everyone finds their person. He's certainly not as sharp as his dad. But, his dad built a giant industry where he's got hundreds of very, very smart, very, very evil people working for him and figuring this out. So, that infrastructure will still be there, though it will be increasingly hard for them to convince normal Americans. And that's what we saw. When we talked during COVID, we were slamming our heads against the wall in frustration because it seemed like the media was able to convince most of America that, we need to shut down the country due to COVID, and everybody had to mask up and it didn't matter how much the economy suffered and working people suffered. And then, BLM and all this stuff. I was legitimately afraid, I'll speak for myself. I was legitimately afraid that their power is their power is undiminished. And with this election, it's obvious that in that time, they've lost a heck of a lot. And they pulled out all the stops in the month prior to the election, from the Liz Cheney lie it was every day. It was a new absurdity that they were pushing. And I think the people just tuned it out. Like, how can you, Biden invites Trump to the White House and congratulates him. Like, is that what you do with Hitler?
Yep.
If he wins the election? Like, none of this made sense. And only their most fanatical base thinks it makes sense. And, and whenever you see this, it's really a victory for us, because when you hear them calling Trump Hitler and fascist, and then turn around and then treat him like a normal politician, it makes the far left crazies' heads explode. Nothing makes them madder than that, because they can see, like, they understand the discrepancy. They believe the Democrats when they said this about Trump.
Golly.
So it's really entertaining.
He is Dave Raboy. I love his stuff. Dave, I appreciate you so much, my man. Gosh, they
absolutely
are nutballs.
Great to be with you.
You too, buddy. All right. Headlines I didn't get to. Next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and we will be back to wrap up this wonderful week tomorrow. Gosh, it has been such a freaking good week. Now, before I get to headlines I didn't get to, I'm going to chop a couple of these things out. I wouldn't be chalking out voicemails. That wouldn't make any sense. I would chop out voicemails. Maybe I just think about chalk a lot. Maybe it's not just waking up to chocolate powder. Maybe it's the fact that my tea levels are so freaking high that it's absurd now, because I take natural herbal supplements from chalk. Maybe it's that, Chris. Anyway, let's go on and look at these things.
Jesse, this is David in Orlando.
Did I mention you should get a male vitality stack? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Gentlemen, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Think about that. Just think about that.
Gigantic hand.
There are female vitality stacks for women, too. CHOQ.com. Don't forget
it. Gigantic hands, Jesse.
And the chocolate powder if you're looking to save some money.
Gigantic hands, Jesse. Hey, I just wanted to say I've been taking your advice the last couple months. When I see something irrational or infuriating popping up on my social media, I just click unfollow, unfriend. And I hate to say it, but yesterday I lost a lot of old friends. But you know what? Life is so much more peaceful. Peace out, brother.
I am not here to do very much good in this world because I'm such a bad person. But my natural jerkishness is here to help you. You don't have to be a jerk like me, and you shouldn't be a jerk like me. But you should use the fact that I'm a jerk to aid you to make your life better. I am constantly pruning my life tree. And I know I sound like some kind of weird hippie who's smoking crystals or something when I say that, but you know how branches, trees, bushes, they need trimmed. There's dead leaves on there, dead branches on there. There are things holding back trees. And anyone who knows anything about greenery will tell you it's healthy for the tree to snip it off. You, because you're nice, you have dead branches. They're holding you back, and you're not cutting them off. You should be cutting people off. That phone call you get, whoever it is, I don't know who it might be, that phone call you get, and you know as soon as you look at the phone, oh, gosh, let's see what the drama is going to be now. Let's see what she's complaining about now. You should never talk to that person again. If you're on social media, and I'm not encouraging you to do that, but if you're on social media and somebody is even the tiniest bit rude to you, it's not a blood sport. If you wouldn't allow them to speak to you that way in real life, then don't allow them to speak to you that way in social media. Beep, blocked, gone, disappeared forever. Learn to cut people off. That's the essence of life, cutting people off, Chris. What? Don't shake your head, Chris. It's true.
Sheriff Jesse, we all know that GovX is awesome, but on this one, I agree with your wife. Why are you buying a flashlight from GovX? We know you have a superpower. Lean into it. Develop it.
It's a very good point. He brought up a good point. I bought the flashlight from GovX. I got a great discount. Ob was mad, but you remember the story about the lid I dropped in the dark on the black carpet, pitch black. And there's some kind of a sense inside of me that other people don't have. I reached down. I didn't feel around. There was no feeling around. I need to stress that. My fingers reached down, and first thing they touched was the lid of that bottle. That is a superpower. I'm not sure why God gave me these powers. I don't know, but I know one thing. It's awesome.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Retailers brace for DEI blowback in lead up to the election and holiday shopping season. Just a reminder to continue to punish the evil corporate scum for all their rainbow filth. Punish them. For the first time in my life, they are afraid of us. Not just afraid of the commie demons, they're afraid of us. Make them more afraid. Californians vote overwhelmingly to get tougher on crime despite Newsom's opposition. Yes, they passed Prop 36. They did a bunch of things in California. They bounced the LA DA, Gascon. They did a bunch of things in California that are good signs. I know you're screaming at the radio. Well, why do they keep voting Democrat? Baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. It takes time to change a state. That is a very good sign. Remember, California is something we all like to mock because of how crazy they've gotten, but it really is paradise there. Paradise there. If we could take that state back from the commies, that'd be wonderful. Jesse, I was listening to you talk about Kamala. I think I have sympathy for her now. From the outside, she seems to use alcohol on an abusive level. She married an abusive man. She didn't respect her body and used it to gain power and influence. Yeah, look, I can understand feeling bad for Dome. I personally don't. South Carolina professor decries the GOP as the party of uneducated who want to hold America hostage. Yes, Democrats, I want to encourage you, keep up this rhetoric. Keep talking down to us. Keep calling us racist. Keep calling us misogynists. Keep doing that for another 4 years and see how it goes. We'll be back tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What
difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.